Today we'll read some verses from the Psalm 7. We'll begin at the verse 1. O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me, and deliver me, lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces, while there is none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that without cause is mine enemy. Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Yea, let him tread down my life upon the earth and lay mine honour in the dust. Selah. And we'll continue reading from the verse 10. My defence is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he turn not, he will whet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. And the verse 17. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. We know that God will bless the reading of his word to our hearts. Have you ever felt distressed because false accusations have been levelled against you? The whole situation causes you to feel despair, anger, bitterness, and loneliness. You fear that you will never be able to clear your name. You feel betrayed and that your reputation has been left in tatters. If you felt like this, how did you react? What did you do? Some go to law. Others behave in a most unseemly manner as a consequence of the pressure generated by the situation. There are some who do nothing and allow the memory of the bad experience to fester in their spirit like a running sore. Here in Psalm 7, King David experiences a similar situation to the one which you may have passed through. The title of the song informs us that David exercised his poetic gift at this time when a man known as Cush the Benjamite made a rather slanderous speech against him. We do not know who Cush the Benjamite was, nor do we know what he said about David, but we do understand that David was hurt badly by the incident. We often say that we should not be overly worried by what people say, yet the fact is, malicious gossip ruins reputations and destroys lives. Many a person has been driven to ill health and even suicide because of what others have accused them of. We ought to be careful how we use our tongues. To utter rash words about another human being is to engage in a thoughtless, a cruel and a damaging act. It is a dangerous course in which to embark. David, he was so very humble. In verse 3 he prays, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, let the enemy overtake my life and take it. Here we have interesting and difficult advice. David actually threw the spotlight onto his own heart. He examined his life to ascertain if there was substance in what his accuser was saying. The fact remains, however, are any of us without guilt? We are sinners, each one of us. We sin in more ways than we can identify. Therefore, every time we pray, we must ask God to reveal our sin to us. Have you ever sat down to consider your sin? Have you offended your fellow man? Have you gossiped and slandered? Have angry thoughts saturated your mind? More than this, have you offended a holy God? The Bible says there is none righteous, no, not one. If you have never truly confessed and admitted your wickedness, you are not a Christian. To be accepted by God, you must first of all acknowledge your sin and your need of forgiveness. There was another facet to David's prayer, however. Having examined his own heart for sin, he also asks God to judge his enemy. We have no record that the king exercised vengeance according to his own laws. He could have done so. He was king in days when monarchs exercised absolute rule. Yet David did better than act in a vengeful manner. He committed the matter to God, the righteous judge. He knew that there was one more righteous than man to whom he could make appeal. He was certain that God would establish the just. One of the blessings about being a Christian is that we can have faith in a God of justice. Whatever injustices we suffer, there will always be justice at the last, because there is a God in control. Human laws may fail to bring proper justice to bear, but God as the judge of the whole earth will always do right. Humanism and secularism devises a view of the world where injustice will continue unchecked. Christianity believes in a God who is always just. There is a comfort in this. There is a court to which we can appeal. There is a judge who is right in every deliberation. Therefore, we can commit all situations to his care. Therefore, David could declare, my defence is of God. In life, we are constantly wrestling with injustice. If we don't suffer injustice personally, We observe it on the streets, in the decisions of governments, in poor laws, in disastrous legal judgments, in unjust wars where innocents suffer. Only faith in God can help us make sense of this cruel world today. Are you trusting this God, the great judge of the whole earth? As David wrote his psalm, he also had a keen sense of what it was to be a wicked person facing the justice of God. In the verse 11, he declared, God is angry with the wicked every day. The whole question is, what did he mean by the term wicked? Remember, here was a man who was asking God to reveal his sin to himself. David was aware that he had wickedness in his heart. For David, wickedness was to be unforgiven and unrepentant. If you have never repented of your sin, you are not forgiven. And if you have never asked God for forgiveness, you are a wicked person. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Therefore, if you have not received God's mercy, God is angry with you. It is a most solemn picture, God being angry with us. Are you a person facing the anger of God because you are embracing sin and living for that which is immoral and unrighteous? The anger of God is not an impulse or a whim. The anger of God is the exercise of his just law. His anger is that of the judge. This is serious business. There is a judge to whom we are accountable. David also believed, however, that the wicked could be forgiven. In the verse 11, he held out the possibility that the wicked man or the wicked woman could turn from their evil way. If they do not turn, he declared, God has his sword sharpened. It is ready for judgment. But if the wicked person turns, there will be forgiveness. This is a picture of hope. It tells us that David was ready to forgive his greatest opponent. Where there is a turning to God, there will be love and grace and mercy. Have you turned to God? Have you turned away from your sin? Have you come to Jesus Christ? Oh, come to him today. Turn to Christ and find life. And then you'll be able to make sense of the world. And then you'll be able to face that great day of judgment with boldness and with peace, knowing that your sins are forgiven in him who died for you. I thank you so much for listening.